you for joining the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Northwestern Division for today's conference call covering the test flows from Fort Peck Dam. This call is open to the public to provide information on the status of the test flows from Fort Peck Dam to ensure compliance with the 2018 biological opinion. I am Eileen Williamson, and I will be your moderator. This call is recorded and placed on the Defense Video and Imagery Distribution Service for media reuse at www.dvidshub.net/unit/USACE-NWD. Your participation today acknowledges your consent to be recorded. All lines have been placed on mute. If I ask, please use your phone's mute function. When the question and answer period begins, to ask a question, press star 6 or use the computer to unmute your line. Please do not place calls on hold, but you may need to use your phone's own mute function. We will have a question and answer session at the end of the call. John Remus, Chief of the Missouri River Basin Water Management Division, will provide details regarding the test flows from Fort Peck Dam. With that, I will hand it over to you, John.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Eileen. This is the first of our weekly calls back to the Fort Peck test flows. I'm going to give just a short summary of what we're planning to do over the next week or 10 days as far as releases go. And then I'll turn it over to Joe to see if he has anything he wants to share with respect to the monitoring. And then we will open it up to questions. Starting this Friday, we will start increasing releases from Fort Peck Dam over the next several days to ultimately get to a flow of 18,000 CFS, give or take a little bit, at the Wolf Point gauge around May 1st. We're going to hold that flow for about 3 days and then gradually decrease that down to about a release of about 13,000 CFS. We are not expecting much flow, if anything, coming out of the Milk River at this point in time. So most of the flow will come from Fort Peck Dam, and it will likely require some spillway flows once we get to the higher releases. Now I'll turn it over to Joe for any comments he wants to have, and then we'll open it up for any questions. Over. Are you there, Joe?
Can you hear me?
Just barely.
May need to lean in a little bit.
Still not hearing you, Joe.
I try again, Joe.
We're not hearing Joe here on this end.
Yeah, I'm not hearing him either. All right, let's let Joe maybe try to reconnect in, and while we're doing that, we'll go ahead and start with question and answer. He says his headset's not working.
Okay.
Okay. So while while Joe tries to get reconnected, what I'll do is go through the question and answer session. Right now we have 58 callers joining us, and thank you for doing so. I correct time on all of our announcements to say that this is a 1 o'clock central, 12 o'clock mountain call. So we may have missed a few people because the release I sent yesterday did incorrectly say that it was at 2. So I'm a communicator, not a mathematician, and I apologize for that, but I did get it corrected on all of our web releases. So we'll take questions from callers. Because this test is centered on areas immediately downstream of Fort Peck Dam, we will start with individuals calling from Montana, then North Dakota, and then we'll field calls by state in alphabetical order. Please be sure to state your name and the organization you represent, or if you are a private party, that's fine to say that you are calling as an individual before asking your question or making your statement. Please remember to press star 6 to unmute your phone or to use the computer to unmute. We'll start with the state of Montana. Okay. North Dakota. Iowa. Kansas. Missouri. Nebraska. South Dakota. Wyoming. Oh, I see Paul, you have your hand up.
Yeah, Paul Lepisto from Pierre, South Dakota, representing the Isaac Walton League. John, can you tell me what the current elevation of Fort Peck Lake is?
The current elevation of Fort Peck Lake today is 2231.5 feet elevation.
And the cutoff for elevation for future or releases for this test flow is, if I remember right, is 2227?
Yes, we would need that much to begin the release.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Paul. Any other questions? Feel free to raise your hand and I'll call on you, or just unmute and speak up. Dick
Before
Iverson?
We go any further, Joe, I was wondering if Joe had been able to re-engage.
Let's see, he's on. So Joe, you want to unmute and try? Sorry, Dick, we'll get back to you.
Yep. Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. I dialed in on my phone for some reason. I got back to my desk this week and stuff at my desk isn't working. So if you can hear me fine on my phone, I'll do it this way.
Go ahead.
Okay.
That works. Go for it.
So for a monitoring update, I think everybody has been tracking that the fish monitoring is ongoing. It's been in place for years. The crews are out there. They've already started 4 weeks now, and that's important to just understand what the fish are doing before, during, after the test flow to compare to other years too. So that work is ongoing. We can provide updates on how that monitoring is going and what their fish are doing in the coming weeks and months. But there's a bunch of other monitoring that happens in a year where there's a test flow and to get ready for a test flow. So some of that monitoring has started, like the LIDAR monitoring, which is done before, during, and after, which is useful for looking at things like bank erosion. It's very detailed mapping of bank locations and elevation. So the pre-survey is completed. There's other monitoring that will be conducted that's in place, ready to be conducted during the test flow. We've discussed, kind of Randy has laid out many of the details of this, but we're ready. It's ready to go. That includes water quality monitoring, spillway monitoring, cultural resource monitoring, irrigation water intake monitoring. I'm sure I'm forgetting some, but that monitoring is in place, will be done during the test flow, after the test flow, and we'll report out on results of that monitoring. In addition to all of that, as we've discussed, mentioned on previous calls, it's also important if folks see something they think is noteworthy to let us know. And we have a couple of ways that folks can do that, but let us know as you see it happening or afterwards. That's just additional information into the monitoring we have in place. And many of you have helped with folks up there have helped with setting up the monitoring, figuring out where to monitor and how to monitor. So that's much appreciated. So the monitoring efforts, in addition to the fish monitoring efforts, have received a lot of input. Can't think of any other updates to provide right now. If you have any questions, try to answer them.
Thank you, Joe. I did put in the chat the link to the feedback application. It's also been on our website and all of our press releases that have gone out. I do want to go back to Dick Iverson, who had raised his hand and put a question.
Yeah, I'm up here in eastern Montana on the lower Missouri, and our NRCS guy asked me, he couldn't be on the meeting today. He asked if there was going to be any chance or during the monitoring, if you could put some of those like game cam type technology where you could have real time viewing on some of these areas just to watch what it's doing in the high flow. And then as it goes down, just so people could observe.
Thanks, Dick. I'll let Joe answer that.
Yeah, thanks, Dick. That's an interesting question. It hasn't been a plan for existing monitoring. I wonder, do you know if they had specific sites in mind?
No, I just think some of the key pinch points where there's been problems in the past, maybe pump sites or some bank erosion, or maybe even at a couple of the gauging stations like Will Point and Culbertson's, you have an easy reference. And I know the post test flow monitoring is, unless you've changed, Joe, is still pretty minimal. So the local conservation districts are kind of putting their heads together, trying to figure out a way to hire a couple employees just for that few weeks afterwards to go out and look at these sites, visit with producers, see what they ran into for problems. But has your post test flow monitoring changed, or is it still pretty minimal?
Well, essentially the post test flow monitoring is the same monitoring that occurs during the test flow and before the test flow, just repeated afterwards. But ideas like that, if you have folks, a couple folks that have more thoughts, maybe locations, it would be good to just discuss with Randy and others what's possible, at least from our end, and what abilities and equipment we may have. I can think of a few possibilities, but definitely open to discussing.
Okay, thanks. You don't have any little pot of money you could help the districts put a couple people on, and they're in particular are concerned about irrigation people that may have trouble. They'd probably go out and try to visit with 40 or 50 of them, just follow up, see how they're doing. Did they get their pump back in or didn't they? And what was the crop situation?
Yeah, it'll be good to get on the phone with a few people and discuss what we could do. We do have, you mentioned the camera possibilities. We do have those types of cameras we use for other purposes. Not sure they're available, but I can definitely check.
Did also want to point out again the link to the feedback application. So if people are taking photos or recording video of themselves, they're checking, like you were saying, pump locations, things like that, you submit that information to us through the feedback form. I'll move to Buzz Madeline. I see your hand up.
Yeah, thank you. Buzz Madeline up here in Northeast Montana, about 100 miles below the dam. So I guess a question, and maybe for John Remus, do you know how much volume of water is going to be utilized for the test, like in acre feet that were, a measure that we're familiar with? Over.
Well, it kind of depends on the flow out of the Milk River and whether or not we need to reshape the second peak based on what we have in storage. I couldn't tell you right off the top of my head.
Could you get us a number that you know, if
I'll get your number by next week's call, what we're estimating.
Okay, thanks, John.
Thanks, John. I see Dana Berwick has hand up.
Yes, thank you, Dana Berwick. I'm a conservation district member in Roosevelt County, on the Montana Missouri River Conservation District Council, and an alternate for Mr. Rick, and an irrigator. Had a lot of conversations lately with folks about this. More recently, it's been talking about the monitoring. I think some of the shock of the project is wearing off. People are wanting to know if it's actually working now, and I had a producer ask me how FWP and ACOE are going to get their boats in the river after the second peak, because typically people can't get their boats in the river when it gets low like that after a high spot. So not really my question, but throwing it out there for somebody not on the call. So probably maybe for Joe or Randy, if he's on, too many to sort through to see who all's on this call. But anyway, that's it, over. Thank you.
This is Joe. I don't have a specific answer to that question other than the crews have gotten their boats on the river in similar, you know, like last year, for example, the very same flows occurred, and I don't recall them having, I could be wrong though, I don't recall them having problems getting their boats on the water, but one of those folks that are out there sampling every day, it's probably where they are today, would be better to able to answer that question.
I don't see any other questions out there. I don't have an answer to the question about boat ramps either, but I am sure that we can provide more information from the project team. Any other questions? If you can raise your hand, there's just a little hand icon on the computer screen. Otherwise, simply unmute and state your name and the organization you represent.
I have a question. Can you hear me? Joe Gibbs, Missouri Levee and Drainage District Association. My notice here says 1 o'clock Central Time and 2 o'clock Mountain Time. And
yeah, I brought that up at the beginning. It should have been noon Mountain Time.
Okay, there's a 1 missing in front of that 2 then. I'm sorry. Thank you.
No, that's my mistake, and I've got it corrected on all the websites, but it did miss in the email, and we'll make
okay,
sure that
I'm
it's
sorry.
Right next week. Nothing to apologize for.
Yeah.
Molly Masters.
Molly Masters, and I'm the coordinator for the Missouri River Conservation Districts Council. I was just wondering if there's any information that can be shared on where pallid sturgeon are currently being found at.
Yep. Good question, Molly. On our last call, we get information daily almost. The last time I looked closely at it was prior to that last call when Pat gave that presentation, and there were a number of fish that were, they were in a number of locations on the Missouri, but there were a number of fish that were up around Wolf Point. When Pat gave that presentation, I'll have to check. We can provide updates pretty regularly. The crews are out daily now this time of the year, but the last check, where I had a summary of it, there were fish located all the way up to Wolf Point, maybe a little above Wolf Point. I don't think this early that's extremely unusual, but there were fish up there.
Thanks, Joe. It looks like Joe Gibbs may have unmuted. Did you have another question, Joe? It's not. Okay. Any other questions?
No, I have no more. I have no more questions.
All right. Thanks, Joe. And
yeah,
Joe
Eileen,
Bono,
this is Joe Bono.
Yeah. Yes.
Yep. Yep. Thank you. I, in addition to a little more information towards Molly's question, for each of these weekly calls, we'll have a revised update on what the sturgeon are doing. That's one of the things we talked with the pallid folks that are out there on the river to get a revised update for these briefings.
Perfect. Thank you. Any other questions? Please raise your hand. I'm not seeing any hands go up or people coming off mute. Give it just another second if anyone has anything. Again, just unmute your line, identify yourself, or raise your hand in the application. I see 701 number ending in 08. That's off mute. Did you have a question?
No, I just was able to get in. This is Mike Ames.
All right, thank you.
This is Joe Gibbs again.
Yes.
We had a meeting here in the lower basin, I guess within the last year, and they said they are finding ample numbers of larval pallid sturgeon, and that spring pulses were not needed anymore, and the fish was okay. Is that still on here in the lower basin?
Thanks for your question, Joe. I'm going to let John answer part of that, and then Joe Bono, you want to answer part of that as well, because I know some of this has to do with changes to the from the Missouri River Recovery Management Plan.
I'll let Joe answer that question, Joe Bono.
All right, thanks, John.
Okay, thanks. This is Joe. So I think some of that was a bit of a leap. What we do know is that we are capturing many more young sturgeon than expected or previously seen. None had ever been captured, and I'm talking about the lower river, prior to 2014. We capture them regularly now. We had 60 in a year a couple of years ago. That doesn't seem like a lot, but we're talking about fish that are a half inch long in a big river captured in a month. So we've gotten very good at it, for one. We're capturing more than expected. And currently, as many know, we are consulting with the Fish and Wildlife Service on lower river pallid related actions. And that's the type of information that goes into that consultation. So I wouldn't conclude from everything we've learned that the problem is solved or anything like that. Those assessments are still being made, but Joe Gibbs was correct. We're capturing a lot more young sturgeon on the lower river, and we're discussing with the service what that means.
Thank you.
Any other questions out there? I am not seeing anyone come off mute to ask questions at this point. John, do you want to close out the call?
Thank you, Eileen. Like I said, this is our first call. We'll convene again next week. At 1 o'clock Central Time, same call-in that theirs. I do out for my group. We're going to find out we're going to estimate how much water, how many acre feet we're going to be using for the test that we would normally, that we would not have used if there wasn't a test there. And then Joe's got a few things he's going to bring next week as far as fish movement and so on and so forth. So with that, we'll adjourn, and we look forward to talking to everybody next week. Thank you.
Thank you, and that concludes today's call.